Smets looked down at the tree. Timmy Loken was out there throwing sticks, a mindless exercise that never bored him. He was tempting fate today, getting closer than ever before, placing up sticks that had flown wide before and chucking them onto the pile around the tree. That was less work than gleaning the woods for deadwood. The nearby forest was stripped as clean as parkland. Smets thought it looked like they could set the fire any day now. In places, the wood pile was 15 feet high, and you couldn't see the tree at all. What was Tully up to? This whining and giving up fit in with his behavior since their dip in the river, but the timing was suspect. "We'll be ready to do the burn any day now. Why not wait till then?" "Screw it! It ain't going to work, and you know it. Or if you don't, you're fooling yourself. You want to go home, go ahead. I'm going to stick it out and see what happens."
"I said, we're going home. All of us."
Right, Smets thought. Tully was cranking up for a little screw your buddy. "What you want to bet you come up outvoted 3-1, cousin?"
"You want to go, go.
Ain't nobody gonna stop you." Tully tried a little bluster, coming on like he thought he was some kind of general.
"Stuff it, Tully. I ain't no genius, but just how dumb do you think I am?"
Tully waited a little too long to say,
"Huh? What do you mean?"
"That night you went chicken shit and run off to the river on us? I got to thinking about how you'd done that to me before. You ain't going to pull it on me this time, Tully.
You ain't taking off with the spike and leaving old Smed standing there with his thumb up his butt."
Tully started protesting his innocence of having entertained any such thoughts. Smeds watched Timmy Loken throw sticks. He ignored Tully. After a while, he watched fish approach from the direction of the town. The old man was carrying something over his shoulder. Smeds couldn't make out what it was. He hoped it was another of those dwarf deer like the old man had got a couple weeks back. That had been some good eating. Timmy spotted fish. He lost interest in his sticks, wandered over. It wasn't a deer fish had. It was some kind of bundle that clanked when he dropped it in front of the log. He said, "Smell's gone over there. Thought I'd poke around." He opened his bundle, which he had folded from a ragged blanket.
"Those guys didn't take time out to loot when they went through over there."
Smeds gaped. There were pounds and pounds of coins, some of them even gold. There were rings and bracelets and earrings and brooches and necklaces, and some of them boasted jewels. He'd never seen so much wealth in one place. Fish said,
"There's probably a lot more. I just picked up what was easy to find and quit when I had as much as I could carry."
Smets looked at Tully.
"And you wanted to cut out because the whole thing was a big bust?"